including right now in studio, our friend playwright Travis Baker joining us. Trevor, welcome back. Travis, nice to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And a lot going on. You've been a busy guy lately. What's been going on since last time you were here?
Well, I got a play. I've gotten out of the pub business. The Common Loon is still going forward, and they're making great stuff down there. But I found I wanted to do a lot more other things, and there's just isn't time. So coaching youth hockey and now lacrosse, and we've got a Playwrights Festival happening right now.
So. Yeah, you sure do. This is very exciting. The Maine Playwrights Festival coming to Bangor, which is very exciting, and that'll be taking place this Sunday night. For anybody who's not aware, can you just give an overview of what the Playwrights Festival is all about?
Well, it's produced by Acorn Productions and Dan Burson, who directed One Blue Tarp, which was at the Penobscot Theater a few years ago. He is the artistic director there, and their mission is to highlight Maine writers, and they've been doing it for about 18 years. It's grown the last few years, especially. Right now it's at Portland Stage in their studio theater. They've been selling out last weekend, and this weekend should be really good. They've really collected some really good writers, and it's an opportunity to celebrate Maine writers. Mm. We have a lot of great theater around here. A lot of it is your typical shows from Arthur Miller and all these people. And of course, almost Maine gets done almost all the time. So there are more than three or four Maine writers out there. And this is a chance to get them some exposure. We've got six plays by six Maine writers. Mine is a comedic venture. We've got two that are a bit more serious, but we also have three other ones that it's a spectrum. You get some broader comedy, you get some more realistic comedy like I do, and you also get one which really pushes some boundaries, and but they're all real quality shows.
And these are done as staged readings?
No, these are fully produced.
Oh, wow.
And so if you come to Bangor, they're going to bring all the sets and all the props up in a big van, and you'll see a really good show.
Well, that's fantastic. So six shows coming up. This is Sunday night at 7 at 51 Main Street at Penobscot Theater, Second Space, where Improv Acadia has done a lot of shows through the years. And your play is a very interesting one called The Store.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's, it's the adventures. What happens when artificial intelligence arrives in a small Maine town?
Yes. It's set in the store Ampersand in Orono, and
now, is Roberta in the show?
She is not. Well, there is a character based almost entirely on Roberta, and it's the center of the town, and almost every small town in Maine has this place, and it's about what happens when we try to introduce modern technology and deep learning into a setting that doesn't necessarily want it. They may already have it. They may not realize they have it, but what they want in their store is pumpkin chocolate chip cookies and potatoes and coffee and good conversation with a friend. What they may not want is technology intruding them. We see that. You see that in Ampersand the Store all the time. Is like my son, who's in eighth grade, and his friends show up there and they're playing video games on their phones, right? And that's not what we want for old crusty people like us. we don't want these kids doing that. We want them to go do that somewhere else. And this takes that a step further. My aunt and uncle has helped create Dragon Naturally Speaking in voice recognition software. And I was at my cousin's wedding in the fall, and I was speaking to my uncle Jim, and he was describing what he was doing with deep learning. And I'm a huge fan of a play called Rossum's Universal Robots. And I actually directed it for the Orono Community Theater many years ago. It's one of my favorite plays. And it was written by Karl Capek, who's a Czechoslovakian. And robot in Czechoslovakian means work. So he invented that word.
Wow.
And it's a fascinating play about the replacement of people by robots. And that's the fear that we have, that we love our technology, but we're deeply afraid we're going to be replaced. And that's one of the last bastions maybe of humanity will be a small town store or a pub or something like that, where it's human interaction, or even theater, where it's human interaction is necessary. But what happens if they cross that line? And so the reactions is where the comedy comes from. It's the realistic reactions. So it should be a good time. We also, in some of the other shows, Elvis makes an appearance. Willie Loman shows up. We have some long lost relationships getting resolved. We have a serious look at drug addiction. And we also have a lot of really nice moments. Some fine actors, Portland-based actors, and some of whom are making their debuts. Some are veterans. But it's really going to be a fun time.
Well, it sounds wonderful. A chance to see 6 new plays by Maine playwrights this weekend, Sunday at 7 o'clock, 51 Main Street in Bangor, the Maine Playwrights Festival. Before we let you go, you've also, among the other things you've been doing, a lot of artwork. And you've posted a number of pictures on Facebook, and you're going to be displaying some of your artwork as well.
Yeah, I'll be, after my brief hiatus, I'll be back concentrating on my artwork. Illustrations and paintings. I'm going to have a show at Tiller and Rye. Should be up by 1st of June. I've been working on my illustrations a lot. I will be opening a new website, which will be purely dedicated to illustrations. You can check out some of my other work on my current website, travisbk.com. But it's something that makes me happy. And I'm good at, and I need to really concentrate on and develop. One thing my recent business experience has taught me is business experience and crossing that line from the creative side to what do I need to do for marketing, for taxes, for record keeping. And a lot of that information or a lot of that experience I can now transfer to my creative endeavors and hopefully push those along further.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds great. Well, we wish you much success with both of those. For people to get tickets to the Playwrights Festival, what's the easiest way?
It's the best way is to look up acornproductions.com, I believe it is. Or you can, on Facebook, you can just search the Maine Playwrights Festival.
Okay.
I believe it's brown paper tickets. And they're not that expensive.
No, and worth every penny, too. Chance to see 6 brand new shows Sunday night, 7 o'clock, 51 Main Street in Bangor. Travis, see you again, as always.
Thank you for having me here, Rich. I appreciate it.
Travis Baker with us on Downtown. It is 5:32 on a Thursday.